Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. Metkovich moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich, who is chasing the ball. Lake reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lake scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to third. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Evers reaches second base with a double. Wakefield scores. Kell scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Swift reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. Cullenbine moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Steve Gromick now pitching. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gromick moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gromick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Swift bunts towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Boudreau scores. Fleming moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Gromick covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards the mound. Houdeman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gromick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houdeman strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gromick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Wakefield scores. Evers goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.